Stay close.
Yes, sir.
Stay close. Stay close. I say to you, my audience, by internet and various ways of communication, stay close. And the Lord is speaking all day long about them.
Yeah.
And he's preparing people who can still walk for him at this time, still stand the ground, increasing in the spirit. I'm excited about it. I see some of you all are sticklers too. I can recognize faces, you know, you're sticklers. Almost every time I open my mouth, you're here. That's smart. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how valuable it is at this time for you to stay close on the things that God is doing. God, we thank you tonight that we assemble in this maturity class. We are studying your word, to observe your word, to get interpretation and then have application to apply it in our lives. Thank you for every person here at Word of Life Christian Center under my voice, and thank you for our partners and members around the world who connected with ever-increasing word ministry. We thank you that as we open your word tonight and as we open our heart and open our mouth and open our ears, divine substance will manifest. We'll get supernatural direction on to aid us in our everyday step, everything we're doing with our families, our lives, our jobs, our businesses, our future, whatever you have for us. May your word address it tonight. May my mouth be open as a servant. I humble myself under your mighty hand. I yield to your spirit. I yield to you, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you will speak and that we will hear and we'll get our answers. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the church. We praise and honor you right now. Speak to that lost person who don't know Jesus, that they might come to know him. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Romans 10:17, I have to keep going back there because this is where, how many of y'all know what Romans 10:17 says now? We're improving. Let's say it together then. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right. You may be seated. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, we come to a place on our last setting. There's a lot of things I could review, because one of the things I asked you on our last section, suppose you're not using your faith properly. And the answer is nothing will happen.
Amen.
And so another thing I say to you, that the enemy always trying to give us a substitute for faith.
Yes, sir.
You know, I go to church, I read, I say my prayer, but he don't want you to really know how to accurately receive faith. Watch what I say now.
Yes, sir.
And release faith.
Uh-huh.
Now, receiving faith, faith coming and faith going is not the same thing.
Right.
All right? So now, we know Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we talked about the word of God contains faith. You remember?
Yes, sir.
And the word of God is a productor or producer of faith designed that way by God.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Now, faith, your life of faith, listen to me, is the only partnership you have with God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, the scripture says in Amos, I think it's 3:3, how can two walk together except they be agreed?
Right. Yes, sir.
If you don't properly operate in faith, you will never come into agreement with God.
Yes, sir.
That's some important statement there, you see.
Yes,
see, your agreement with God, if God says something's going to happen to you, something for you, and you try to obtain that,
yes,
if you don't know how to obtain it by faith, you won't get it. You follow that?
Yes.
Now, sometimes they get faith mixed up with denomination.
Right.
What faith you are.
Right.
You know, and we're not talking about it. We're talking about actually walking with God by faith and understanding how to walk with God by faith. I called Ephesians 2:8 on last setting faith's foundational insight. Now, I've listened at the tape 3 or 4 times. How many times have you listened at it? Huh? See, y'all come back here looking for something else. I've listened to the tape 3 or 4 times myself. My own tape. And heard some things that I never heard before. Isn't that amazing? And so you got to feed all the time. If you want to be led by the Spirit, you got to feed all the time. If you're interested. All right, now. So the foundation of insight of faith, I was riding on my golf cart praying, and the Lord said to me, I'll tell you what it messed up on the grace message. Well, I said, go ahead on, I'm listening.
Yeah.
You know, in essence, I didn't say nothing, but that's what I meant. And he said they tried to teach grace without faith. Grace, the cross, the blood of Jesus, all the promises,
yes, sir,
cannot work without faith.
Yes, sir.
You can say it beautifully, you can dress it up, you can run references, you can have 9 scriptures backing you up, but if you don't know how to operate in faith, you get nothing. Next to the new birth, faith is your best friend.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
And so it seemed like we study a whole lot of lessons and get a whole lot of insight, but we don't get that insight of the importance of being able to release your faith.
Yes,
now, we're talking about receiving. See, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. All right, where do faith come to? I heard you. Who said it? Heart. One man said hard. No matter who you're saying it so low, like you're not sure. Faith cometh to your heart when it's really received.
Yes.
You remember I told you your mouth can't talk faith?
Right. Right. Right.
Not without your heart.
Yes,
mixing it.
Right. Yes,
so faith has to, that's the way you got saved.
Right. Yes, sir.
Or you're not saved.
Right. Yes, sir. Right. Right.
If faith didn't get in your heart, and you went up there and made a little talk and told a little travel, they called it in the Baptist 2 years ago. Told a little travel, who you saw and all that. You're really not saved, you just had a little travel.
Yeah, right.
Because faith has to go into the heart,
yes,
then come back out the mouth.
Right.
So what I believe is, in this introduction, there's a lot of mouth faith.
Wow.
There's a lot of talking, but no production. You want to know how to produce, right?
Yes, sir.
That's why you're here, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you have to understand. That's why James says, be a hearer and a doer.
Yes, right.
See, the hearing sets you up, but the doing releases it.
Right.
Yes, sir. It won't work. You got to have application with anything from God.
Right.
And nothing can work from God without faith.
Right. Yes, sir.
Now, here we got the scripture. Put the scripture back up, Ephesians 2:8. No, I'm going to back up further because I want to show you something. So they tried, the reason people got in trouble with grace and say you can do anything and God got it is because it takes faith to be holy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It takes faith to fight sin off.
Right. Yes, sir.
And so if you're just trying to do it with grace, you're going to get whipped.
Right. Yes,
and now you think you can do anything and God still loves me and I can just go on, you know. No. Faith, without faith, there's no conviction.
Right. That's right. Come on. Right.
God cannot and will not do everything for you.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
He made you where you have to cooperate with him.
Yes, sir.
Okay? The only reason you don't have what you want, don't have what you need to have, is something wrong with your cooperation. And so that's what we're trying to correct, you see. That because you should get everything you desire every time. What? It's already, it's designed like that. But I want to go back up in Ephesians, just for a moment. Go to the fifth verse, Ephesians 2:5, just for a moment. And I want to emphasize the importance of the lesson. I'll give you a subject. I might give it to you now. I'll give you a subject. Let's see what I got here. Faith is a master supply of the Spirit to keep me in victory. Faith is a master supply of the Spirit to keep me in victory. Now, you remember, write in your notes because I might not get to it. Philippians 1:19 is where we saw the supply of the Spirit. Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Go to Philippians 1:19. Oh, my. Philippians 1:19. Because I saw something there earlier this afternoon. Philippians 1:19. We'll come back to Ephesians. Now, Paul is in jail, and then people are preaching, some preaching the truth, and some preaching just to be preaching.
Right.
But Paul said this anyway, they're preaching.
Right.
And he said, "For I know this, you're turning to my salvation." Now, that statement there, whatever you're dealing with now, I need you to understand. If you listen and operate properly, it'll turn to your salvation.
Amen.
See, when you're talking about turning to your salvation, that's talking about turning me to be saved.
Right.
It actually means, if I could say it in everyday word, I will whip this thing.
See,
salvation, right. Salvation is all inclusive.
Yes, sir.
Whatever happened in your life is a salvation issue.
Yeah, right. Glory to God.
I'm redeemed from the curse of the law.
Right. Yeah.
The blessing of God is mine.
Right.
So when the curse comes, my salvation step up.
Right. Yeah.
If I cooperate with it and to get me from any effect or attempt of the curse.
Right. Yes, sir.
How many of y'all see that?
Yes,
see, so understanding salvation take care of the total picture of my life. Because if you're not going to understand the statement, for I know that this shall turn to myself, this man already saved.
Right.
He said, through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And that grasps me with that term, the supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit. You always want to make sure you have a right supply of the Spirit. Now, the Spirit is there. Your Spirit lives in you. But how much you yield to the Spirit or yield to the flesh? See? You've got to train yourself how to yield to the supply of the Spirit. Now, remember, all right, I'll go to 2 Corinthians 4:13 before we go to Ephesians. See? Because we talked about faith operate in another dimension. Now, remember I told you the dual existence, right? Darkness, light, natural, spiritual. Yeah, at all moments, you have to know what realm to realm. What realm am I operating in? See, you got the ability to operate in the realm of the Spirit. But the rim of the flesh is always beckoning you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it's going to take effort to operate in the rim of the Spirit. You understand that, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
When you're in fear,
yes, sir.
When you're in worry,
yes, sir.
When you're anxious,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You're not operating in the rim of the Spirit.
Yes, right.
You may have scripture, you may have your Bible, but you're not, you know, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. But three things. That's in that spirit realm, you see. Now, what did I tell you, Tony? No, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Yeah, let's read 2 Corinthians 4:13. Ready? Read. We having the same
spirit.
So what did he say? What could he say? Spirit of faith. All right. Now, the next statement is important also. according as it is written.
Right.
Now, faith is trained, faith is developed with what is written.
Right. Yes, sir.
Faith function off what is written.
Right.
So when you're trying to put your faith to practice, when you're dealing with something in your life, poison in your life, or dealing with some affairs in your life, you're going to have something written to work with your faith. See, that's how Abraham and Sarah had a baby way past age. But Abraham said, according to what was spoken.
Right.
See, he held on to that. He didn't look at the situation. I think you have to learn, you who operate by faith must stop looking at the situation, trying to size it up to see how you're going to shrink it, and keep operating in faith. You're already in the master of it. See. So let's read. Go ahead and read it now. I'm going to let you read it. Read the whole thing. We having the same. I believe. Go ahead. Notice you got to believe before you speak. And you don't believe in your mouth. Your mouth cannot believe. Your mouth will say anything. Okay. And the spirit of faith is in your heart. Now, go back to Ephesians 2:5. Let me try to get off this foundation here and get to work, because I got some stuff written on a piece of paper in here that I won't get to.
Hallelujah.
I just want to prove something without a shadow of doubt from the scripture. Ephesians 2:5, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And then it got it in my Bible in parentheses, by grace you are saved.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Now that verse not over.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because you can't get saved by grace alone.
Right.
Grace alone, the cross. The blood, all ineffective in your life. Alone. You have to have, that's why Hebrew 11:6 says. He that cometh to God. And what? Notice it didn't say them that seek him.
Diligent.
At the same thing in 2 Peter, when he tell you the 6 or 7 fruits to add to your faith,
yes, sir.
He tell you 2 times, he said, do it diligently.
Right. Yes, sir.
Do it diligently.
Right.
All right? Because your enemy is diligent.
Right.
All right, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith.
Right.
See, now he tell you the whole story.
Uh-huh.
That's not yourself, it is the gift of God. Now my truth, the truth that the Lord wants you to have, that grace cannot work by itself.
Right.
Grace operate by a combination of grace and faith meeting together.
Yes, sir.
Now, everything that is not working in your life, listen to this.
Yes, sir.
Needs salvation.
Amen.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, because your life now is a salvation life.
Right.
In other words, everything already belonged to you already. All of this book belonged to you. But it's up to you to connect properly by faith with grace, with the promises of God, and receive it. You should never, never let these words cross your mouth. The Lord didn't want me to have it. And here's another a statement you better never say in your life. The Lord let me down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if you're dealing with something and you're losing, you're lying to yourself.
Come on, sir.
Because you're not functioning properly. If you say you can't live right, you're lying to yourself. The enemy have tricked you. You're not functioning properly. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to show you 2 verses tonight that are going to change your life forever. You know of the verses. But I wish you'd let me talk about them a little bit tonight and help you with it. Turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Remember, we're talking about faith is a master supply of the Spirit to keep me in victory. Faith is a master supply of the Spirit to keep me in victory. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
If you don't get that, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. All right?
Right.
Now, let me make one or two statements. The overcoming power of faith is unlimited. The overcoming power of faith is unlimited. Operating in faith properly will create an unlimited life.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. How beautiful the feet that when they preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Now, you either hearing or you're just listening.
Right.
But I just told you how to live an unlimited life.
Yes,
and the reason it's so dull up in here is because you think you're doing it.
Right. Sure do. Yes, sir. Sure do.
You think you're doing it.
Yes, sir.
And you're getting sad results to the degree that you could have.
Yes, sir.
And I
come by the grace of God and by the anointing to tell you how to step it up.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
The worst thing is you think you already have it.
Right.
And he talking to the person sitting next to you.
Right.
But you know there's a whole lot of things you need to be moving in your life that have not moved as it should move, right? So it's an ongoing thing. So don't sit here with your scripture and your marked Bible and think you know what I'm talking about. Receive and release. Write that down. Receive, release, receive, release, and results.
Yes, sir.
All right. So the overcoming power of faith is unlimited. The overcoming power, you heard me? The overcoming power, say it with me, the overcoming of faith. All right. Operating in faith properly will create an unlimited life. And it is because, make note of yourself, and this is because your salvation is unlimited.
Yes.
On earth.
Yes.
Not when you get to heaven.
Right.
It's unlimited right now.
Right.
Your deliverance is unlimited now. Are you following me? There's nothing you can't be delivered from, and there's nowhere you can't be delivered to. You understand that? Say unlimited.
Unlimited.
Say it again.
Unlimited.
Say it again.
Unlimited.
Faith make my life unlimited. Say that. Knowing how to operate properly.
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's a supply of the Spirit, and it works in another dimension, but it manifests, demonstrates, and creates in ways that this system, Satan, and no one can stop. Now, these two verses here. 1 John 5:4 and 1 John 4:4. You want to tie these two verses in. Let's go to 1 John 4:4 first. The Holy Spirit tied them in. And I went in one of my old diaries reading over some of the prophecies God had spoke to me. And those two scriptures was together. This morning, my God, he do that every time. Hey, he know everything, you know. In 1 John 4:4. If you shot off that verse by itself without understanding how to function in it, it won't work.
Right. Okay.
1 John 4:4 can't work without 1 John 5:4.
Yes,
so, for lack of a better word, you see, you can be dealing with a dead bullet. You know, you're trying to shoot the deer to put some food on the table, but you got a dead bullet. The bullet is no good. See? And so a lot of scriptures we're trying to use, we're using a dead bullet. Do you understand that, Stephen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's not going to produce nothing.
Right.
Yes, sir.
It sound good. It make you feel good.
Right.
It sound, you know, you share with other people. But yet your life haven't moved my inch.
Right.
You follow me, young man? Now, pay close attention. 1 John 4:4. We shout off this verse all the time.
Yes, sir.
It's a shouting verse.
Yes, sir.
But it will not carry you nowhere. Without faith,
right.
It's impossible to please God, right?
Yes,
so notice what 1 John 4:4 says now. Ye are of God. Amen. I am.
Yes,
little children. And have overcome them.
That's
the principality, the power, spirit, wicked, anything. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, he that is in you, he's talking about Christ. He's talking about God himself. But faith in you is the same way. If you don't know how to function in it, it'll overcome everything. But you don't know how to activate it. You have gotten in some faith jumping camp. You think because you're jumping and running around, life going to change. It's not going to change until you become a student of properly operating, not for the person sitting next to you only, but for yourself first. Then you can help the person sitting next to you. Now, notice what it says in 1 John 5:4. Look what it says now. For whatsoever, now you knew you could say it. Aren't you born again?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So I don't need to get no trick bag with words here.
Right.
I know this mean whosoever too.
Right.
I know this mean me.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Yes.
The reason that is said, once you become a child of God, you have, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Birthing privileges.
Glory to God.
You can get pregnant with the scripture and it got to come out. You have, listen, I'm going to say it a different way now. You listening? Wave your hand at me. You have birthing right in the spirit. You have birthing right in the supernatural.
Right, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Faith is a seed
that
produces divine pregnancy. What did I say?
Faith is a seed.
Why you didn't write that down? Because, see, it's a seed. It pregnancy is in the seed of faith.
Right. Yes, sir.
The faith is pregnant with the whole Bible.
Right.
Faith is pregnant with all the promises of God. Right here, right now. Every scripture you read is pregnant with faith. So you don't have to ask your senses what's going on. You don't have to ask politician or nobody else, the government, what's going on. You're operating in another realm.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter if someone say it never been done before.
Right. Got it. Yes, sir.
Jesus loved that. That never happened by Jesus. What? He loved that. So take it personal.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Now, you can hear all this, young lady, but if you don't know how to apply it,
right,
you waste your night.
That's right.
So one definition, way many years I received from God about faith is acting on the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Act like what God says is truth.
Yes,
even though I don't see with my natural eye, the circumstances still surrounding me, but yet I'm going to act on this word. I'm going to believe what he said. I'm going to say the same thing he said. I'm going to come in total agreement with God, even though I can't see naturally nothing changing, but I believe what he said. That's faith. I receive. That's faith. Faith, I'm hearing this. What word, Lord? Faith always carries a surprise.
Yes, sir. Wow. Come on. Thank you,
Lord. Faith will surprise you. I thought I never could live that way. I thought I never could go there. Faith always carries a surprise because our God is a God of surprise. Because he's so awesome. He can do so many things out of the ordinary. He's just surprise after surprise. How many of y'all want to live a surprise life? This class is creating people who live surprise life. Because God creates things for you supernaturally as you operate by faith. So look what it says here in 1 John 5, 4. For whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, faith is the master supply of the Spirit to keep me in victory. The overcoming power of faith is unlimited. Overcometh the world system, which is satanic. It's a system to keep you down.
Right, absolutely.
He said, this is the victory of our faith. I'm going to read a few notes I wrote in my Bible for you. I wrote number one, the stagnation of your victory is received in these two verses, how to overcome it. 1 John 5:4, 1 John 4:4.
Yes, sir.
The stagnation of your victory.
Yes, sir.
All right, what you trying to get victory on? You got your answer. The stagnation of any victory you trying to bring to pass in your life is in these two verses.
Yes, sir.
Because in your salvation, you have already overcome everything that come to you. And you can go anywhere this book say you can go. And you can be whatever this book say you can be. You can do whatever this book say you can do. And you can have whatever this book say you can have. Nine out of ten of you all, and about 9 3/4 out of 10, not living how God wants you to live.
Amen. Right.
I ain't talking about no money and cars either, because that's the elementary stuff.
Amen.
Of it. Notice what it did not say. Sometimes you read the scripture and know 1 John 5:4. Read 1 John 5:4. I'm going to tell you something it didn't say. Read it.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith.
Listen very carefully. Somebody about to get the answer now.
Right.
Notice it did not say that faith is the victory sometime according to what is the problem.
No.
You heard that?
You're right.
Notice what it didn't say.
Right.
With no respect of person, no respect of problem.
Yes,
notice it did not say that faith is the victory sometime according to what is the problem.
Right.
Secondly, just because you're a Christian don't mean you're going to overcome.
Yes, sir.
There is no, you listening? Automatic world overcoming. There's no automatic world overcoming. You got to put this thing into practice.
Right. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
All right. Why so many Christians are being overcome in their life and can't seem never to get the victory. And that's a lot in the church. The church world, see. Y'all might be sitting in y'all little world here at Word of Life Christian Center, but in the church world, at Lord, I travel all over the world. They got defeated Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most Christians you talk to are defeated.
Right. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, my God. They're hiding in line.
Right. Right.
Everything all right.
Right.
No, he said, fight the good fight of faith.
Yes, sir. Come on
now. Yeah, you're going to have things you're going to have to use. You're going to have to fight,
that's
partner.
Right.
Yes, sir. Then you go to any church and tell you everything going to be all right all the time. I'm telling you, you better get out of here. You got to fight. Victory comes by fighting and knowing what you're doing. You heard that? Yeah, so just because you got a few things out of whack in your life, don't think you're not doing what's right. Fight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Two boxers in the ring. They're going 12 rounds. Lost the first round. The man hit me more than I hit him. I'm going the second round. I'm swinging on.
Yep.
Why? I'm going toward a decision that has already been made.
Yes, sir.
Faith is always going toward a decision.
Yes, sir.
That has already been weighed.
Yes,
already won. That's it, honey. Already won.
Yes,
already won. Write this down. It sounds good.
Already
won. Already done.
Already
won. Come on, say it.
Already
done. For me. No matter what it is.
Already
won. Already done. He told me, don't fight that, fight faith.
Right.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Right. Yes,
always fight the good fight of faith.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
And lay hold on what is rightfully yours.
Yes.
When he said lay hold on eternal life, as it 1 Timothy 6:12,
yes,
fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. But he's saying lay hold upon what is rightfully yours.
Yes,
because the book says yours.
Glory, hallelujah.
Come on, Pop.
Are you listening to me?
Right.
What you dealing with tonight? Why you look so sad? What would you, I'm talking to you. That's why God sent you here. It ain't over yet. Are you winning? Everything, if you're not winning, is not over. Have confidence. Have boldness. Know you have access by faith. I didn't come here to have no little Bible study. Talk about all Jesus' victory and I don't have none.
Right. Right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I feel it.
Yes, sir.
Wow, man. Wow. Do you know what's happening to your life up in here?
Yes, sir.
You're a Christian. You got the ability to handle this.
Yes,
just got to be trained.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Something I know. See, I'm not experimenting.
Right.
I have experience on this. This book works. The Word of God works. You can get so operating in faith that you don't have to ask God for nothing. I'll give you a strong illustration. I might lose you when I give it. You know, I heard one man say he believed God for his Rolls Royce. I never believed God for no Rolls Royce. No, I never. He told me about my jet. He told me, I'm going to give you that. And I now understand right here on this spot, he told me, I want you to drive a Rolls Royce. Because when I got in the back of Creflo's Rolls Royce, he used to pick me up all the time. I don't have no Rolls Royce money. I don't know what a Rolls Royce, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the insurance called or nothing. He told me, he said, rub your hand across that floor. So I rubbed my hand across that floor. When I came back up, these words was in my mouth. Lord, you want me to have one of these? I don't know where it come from. I never had no desire for none. rock your boat. But God desired for me to have one. You have no idea how much God desired for you to have. Your desire haven't reached that level. Your desire haven't reached the level of what God wants you to have. But the Bible says you got to do it right. Here, I got the answer. The Bible says you got to do it right. See, we've been doing it wrong. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desire of your heart. Don't delight yourself in the desire. Now, you know, Christian, you know what's been happening to us. That we come out of religion, we got in faith, we got design a lot of things. But no, delight yourself in the Lord. Look, I can prove that. John 15:7.
Yes, sir.
If you abide in me, my word abide in you. Ask what you will to be done to you.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6:33. Yes, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Oh, yes,
and all these things will be added to you.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, do that part, you shall eat the good of the land. See, get stuff off your mind and get God on your mind. Get houses and cars off your mind. Get God on your mind. Then he going to begin to manifest in your life. Just told y'all a secret now. Most of the stuff that I'm using down here, I didn't ask for none of it. You just give it to him.
Yes, sir.
I'm so busy running behind him. He said, I'm going to drop this off for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
Satan will make your life hard if you're constantly trying to get stuff. Get a hold of God. I said, let me sit down. I don't know. I got stuck there.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Now, I'm about to say two things here. You're really going to have to be here. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
All right. You focus?
Yes, sir.
Releasing your faith properly will cause you to wear contagious victory. Contagious victory. You just catch victory all the time. It will cause you to wear, and then anybody around you, all my sons who stick close to me, like his brother Ron, I mean, what I am come off on him. I got a son in Atlanta, Georgia right now shopping for furniture because I told him I was coming to his house. I invite myself, you know.
Right.
You better keep your house clean. I might invite myself to your house. I follow Jesus. I just invite myself. I said, I'm coming.
Right.
Well, he was saying amen, and we were talking about something. He was saying amen. I said, I'm coming to your house too. He said, I invite myself to Shana's house, my daughter. I say, Friday night, I'm coming to eat at your house. Told Chantel the same thing. I went. Deidre, I said, next Friday, Mom and I are coming over there at 7 o'clock. Y'all have something cooked. And make sure the house clean. Then my little grandbaby, they better have it clean. Took me through every room. Come on, Papa. You must become, write this down, you must become addicted to faith.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Oh. Addicted to faith. I can't do without it.
Right.
I'm suffering from faith addiction.
Right.
The reason I have, watch what I'm going to say now. The reason I have all these blessings in my life, because I'm addicted to faith. When you say, see, because faith and God is synonymous.
Right.
Faith really is God.
Yes, sir.
So I say to you, next to being born again, faith is your next best friend.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, So yes, stated in 1 John 5, 4, that the world can be overcome on a daily basis in my life. The world can be overcome. The situation can be overcome on a daily basis in my life because I have salvation and I am a child of God. Faith releases my agreement. You heard that, Anita? See, your faith release your agreement with God is over then. See, all God wants is your agreement. He gave you faith so you can agree at another level.
Right. Yes, sir.
Beyond your mentality. Yes, sir. Beyond what you see.
Yes, sir.
Yes. See? See? Faith actually puts you into spiritual agreement with God.
God. Yes, sir.
Satan can't stop that.
Right.
See, Satan blocking certain things. Because if you're not operating in faith properly, he can block it.
Right.
He can't stop you if you're operating in faith properly. You hear?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me see. Manifestation is at your door. When you recognize and receive and release the authority of the word through faith. Somewhere in Luke, see, you want me to read that again?
Right.
Yes, sir. I saw one day and said, ooh, what all he said though? Manifestation is at your door. Say, manifestation,
manifestation
is at my door.
Is at my door.
Now listen, listen. You don't have to catheterize this.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What manifestation?
Yes, sir. Right. Yes,
see,
sir.
Faith has no respect of manifestation.
Right.
Did you understand that statement?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Who understand that statement?
Yes, sir.
Faith, who you really understand? Faith has no respect of manifestation. All it means is faith can manifest anything this book says.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Faith can manifest anything God says about me.
Yes, sir.
See? So let me read it to you again now. Manifestation is at your door. When you recognize and receive and release the authority of the word through faith. Now you have to look this up, but in Luke 5, you remember the fishermen went and they're tall all night long and taking nothing. They said a statement, at thy word. I'll let down the net. I have no natural consciousness of doing this because it's been failing and failing, but at your word, I'm going to let down the net. You know what happened, right?
I don't have to. Right. Yes, sir.
Romans 12. Romans 12. We're going to Romans 12, 3, and I'm going to make a statement. This statement will irk you or help you.
Okay.
Now, tonight, nobody can hide.
Right, okay. Right.
So you might have been a great ducker all your life, but you can't, you're not going to be able to duck this, what the Lord about to say to you tonight. In Romans 12, and I want to make a statement before we read it. I am given the measure of faith to bring it to what limit I desire. How far I want to go in faith? How high? How deep? How wide? How strong I want my life is based on what I do with faith.
Wow.
And nobody can stop me.
Nobody can stop me.
Nobody. No, nobody. When, nobody can stop me. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. Being uneducated can't stop me.
Right. Yes, sir.
Faith does not work by academic.
Right.
Faith worked better, but I don't know how this is going to come out. better by anemia.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I mean that,
yes, sir.
That I can't do this.
Right. Yes,
faith works better when you can't do it.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
When you recognize you can't do it.
Yes, sir. Right.
According to my backdrop and my participation in other things, I couldn't do nothing I'm doing now. But faith did it. All right, Romans 12. Might have to find a jumping off plate. Romans 12. I want to say a few things about this as we talk about this supply.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got to use this stuff now.
Yes, sir.
Y'all be working me. Don't be working me.
Yes, sir.
And y'all not going to use it. Get up tomorrow. You have a nice little, ain't no nice little nothing.
Yes, right.
Your life better change.
Yes, sir.
I better see some changes in your life.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Verse 3, Romans 12. For I say through the grace that is given to me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than the other thing. He didn't say you can't think highly of yourself.
Right.
But he said, but to think soberly.
Right. Yes, sir.
That mean. Think soberly. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Right.
Think soberly, meaning that you have to work your faith progressively.
Right.
See, a lot of us overshoot our faith.
Yes, sir.
Because we didn't believe that nowhere. We just said it because somebody else said it. And they don't work. Now we want to put it on faith. It's not faith. Look in the mirror. It's you. Faith work. The word work. But if you overshoot your development of your faith, then it would look like your faith failing. But it's not your faith failing. You fail to develop to that next level. Yeah, you jump too many levels. You can't just jump out of a Volkswagen into a Rolls Royce. It just don't work like that. Because the tires cause more. The oil changes more. You understand? You can't just jump out of a, I got a Rolls. You wish you had not had one. The bill is never $1,500. Never.
Right.
You're talking about $15,000. You send that car to the shop, it ain't going to be no $1,500. They're going to see to that.
Right.
They want you to know you're in another class.
Right.
Don't come up here if you're not able.
Right.
I see people buy cars and they don't keep them up. Right. They overshot what they were supposed to buy.
Right.
Now you jump and bought a Mercedes and got a Chevrolet mentality.
Right.
And now you done took the car to the shop. The man said $2,400. I don't know why all that. You're not at the Chevrolet place. I'm just trying to help my people.
Help us.
But you have the ability in your faith to have what you want. Don't forget I told you that. But you got to be led by the Spirit. All right, that's a combination. To operate in faith properly, you have to be led by the Spirit. That's why I call it the Spirit of faith.
Right, yeah, right. Yes, sir.
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, must be in charge of your faith. He'll tell you when to leap. He'll tell you when to make a short step. He'll tell you when to jump. He'll tell you when you're about to fly. The Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
help me
to operate
in my faith
properly.
Every day,
every hour,
every moment,
in every situation.
I got this.
Yes, sir.
You getting it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, you're not going to be able to listen at this one time.
Right.
God is expressing a change on your face. Jesus Christ. God, yeah, God is looking at me like this. All of a sudden, she's bright. She in another world. She look like another woman. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That tells me it's getting in you. You know, if you hear something, sometimes, you know, your expression physically, you say, well, I need to hear something. And then you hear, and all of a sudden, boy, the light come on here. Oh, it's not as bad as it looks. All right, you got, did we read Romans 12? Yeah, all right, let me say a few things about it. Let me say something about it. Now, I'm going to show you this last verse because I want you to go home drunk as a skunk. No, that skunk ain't no good. I know skunk. Skunk stink, not no skunk. Drunk as a dove. That's the Holy Spirit, yeah. Yeah. Drunk as a dove. The Lord showed me that. I said, wow. Wow. I kept hollering, wow. In John's gospel, he says, I'm given the measure of faith, to bring it to what limit, give you the measure of faith to bring it to what limit you desire. And I told you it's unlimited, right?
Yes.
We read Romans 12:3. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 3. Let me see, can I help you before we close out? John's Gospel. Just a clincher here.
Yes, sir.
My God. If you get this, it's over.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything that's contrary to you having the best life. Now, in Matthew chapter 8, when that centurion come by his servant, Jesus called his faith great faith because he told Jesus, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. That's in the 8th chapter of Matthew. He says, speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus called his faith great faith because he trusted in the word only. Now, we're also aware of the fact, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes,
we also know that word is called the word of faith, right?
Yes,
we also know that faith releases the word in power, in the spirit realm, in the supernatural, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, this verse, I read this verse many years, and I thought it was just for Jesus. And I found out the other day, it's for me and Jesus. When you read this verse, you're going to be responsible for success.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You're going to be responsible for living on top of the world.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all want to live on top of the world? We are designed by God to live on top of the world. That's what God's original plan. For every one of his children to live above worldly standards.
Yes, Lord.
That this world could not dictate to you how far or how high you can go. John 3:34. I thought this was just for Jesus. But it's for the whole church. Listen to what it says. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God.
Yes, sir.
Can't you speak the word of God?
Yes, sir.
Can't you speak the word of God?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Did God send you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him.
Glory to God.
Hey, I'm hearing it, Lord. When you understand that voice and you constantly speak the word of God, your faith come unmeasured. You're not operating by measure faith no more. Because as you speak the word of God, just like the Spirit is given you by not given to you by measure anymore.
Right.
For God giveth not the spirit by measure to him.
Yes, sir.
Faith is a spiritual commodity.
Yes, sir.
So when you speak it, the word of God consistently, uh-huh. your spirit over your faith overflow.
Yes,
and you move from measurable faith to what? Unmeasurable faith. Come on. Oh, man, y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't get it.
Yes,
see,
right.
when you speak the word of God,
right.
now you know I say you got to speak it out of your heart.
Right. Yes, sir.
You got to speak it to your heart first.
Right. Right.
And then speak it out of your heart right. after you speak it to your heart enough.
Right. Yes, sir.
But you as a Christian got the right to speak the word of God. You can have the spirit without measure. And you can have faith without measure.
Right. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
There's no level you can stop faith at.
Thank you, Lord.
Faith is ongoing. It's unlimited. It's infinitum. Faith is God himself. Whatever God can do, faith can do. Faith is God in action. Faith is Jesus in action. Faith is the Holy Spirit in action. Faith is the Word of God in action. God gave the church faith to represent him. When the world drop a snake, you drop a snake to eat his up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, sir.
Now you got faith without measure. You know how to cause faith without measure? Huh? What you do? On every situation, in fear and trembling. Because some situation gonna have you in the natural with fear and trembling, but it turns into divine fear and divine trembling. Power. Sound mind.
Love.
I get so angry when I see Christians just letting everybody walk over them.
Right.
Come on, you're going to your church. See? Then when you start living the life, they get upset. There's a certain point in your life, certain things you don't need to do. So now, I needed my oak trees trimming my front yard. I ain't climbing up no tree to trim it. I call a professional trimmer who got the bucket, can get up there and know what he's doing. I'm just going to mess it. You know, we're trying to cut our own hair. How it look, it don't look good. But I got a professional to do that, a man who know what he's doing. I'm going to cut the wrong limb. But there's a certain place you're getting faith, you can't do it the old way. And you can't be afraid what nobody going to say because you're doing it the right way. Don't let nobody hold you down trying to be humble. That's stupid. Move on. Move up. Play a little something. Play a little something. Play a little something. Oh my. Oh my. Go ahead and sit down. Get your tithing offering envelope. Let's.